GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
Snowing to beat the band in York this morning. Were we fine dialing in on the PDQ door telephone line? Chief Policy Analyst for the Maine Heritage Policy Center, Adam Crapo. Adam, welcome back to GHRT. We asked for a WVOMFM.com question of the day to our listeners. Would you support a local option sales tax? Many of them are wary. Some say flat out no. Some question how fair a local option sales tax is. You just finished an analysis of LD 1254. Can you give us the highlights?
So we primarily did this analysis for the purpose of educating the public, lawmakers, and the media about the effects and the effectiveness of allowing municipalities to implement local option sales taxes here in Maine. And I just want to, give everybody the definition of what a local option sales tax is before I dive into it. A local option sales tax is essentially an added tax by the municipality on top of the already high sales tax in the state of Maine. So right now the state levies a 5.5% sales tax, on most items, but for meals and lodging, it's 8% on prepared foods, and 9% on lodging, and those are relatively high compared to other states. LD 1254 focuses on meals and lodging, and our report focuses on both aspects of it. So both LD 1254 and a regular broad-based local option sales tax, just to give lawmakers an idea of what they'd be dealing with. And I really want to drive home the point that the sales tax is the most regressive tax, or one of the most regressive taxes you can implement. Low-income families pay a much higher percentage of their income on a local option sales tax or the sales tax than those who are well off. And, a lot of the communities that would benefit the most from this, Bangor is a good example. 22.9% of people who live in Bangor live in poverty, yet they would generate the second most revenue from this tax. And so we really want to drive home the point that this is something that would disproportionately hurt low-income Mainers.
Good morning. Nice to talk to you again. I don't even begin to know the ins and outs of this bill, as you know. I looked at 1254. I've read about it before. I've listened to some of the arguments. There are a couple of things that seem to be holes as big as Swiss cheese in this. First of all, it's patchwork taxation, which drives me crazy. Secondly, only a few cities in Maine really benefit. The service centers, as we've indicated, if you're living near the New Hampshire border, and you're in business, you can't be very happy with a bill like this.
Right, right. So, primarily for LD 1254, which is on meals and lodging, we're right next to New Hampshire, who have a 9% lodging tax as well. This would bump us up to 10% for that, or allow municipalities to bump us up to 10%. And most of the communities that would benefit from this are the service centers, you're right. And a lot of those, my hometown of York, Ogunquit, those are places that would generate the most revenue. So they would be likely to implement something like this, as well as Portland and other places that are larger. So, yes, it would disproportionately benefit the larger communities. We found that around 10 municipalities would generate 42% of the revenue statewide with a regular sales tax or a regular local option sales tax that would be levied on, all items. And 45% of the revenue would go to 10 municipalities, if it was just on meals and lodging. So that's pretty disproportionate, if you ask me. There's a large disparity there. And also, the patchwork taxation is a problem because communities that are nearby would, with the lower tax, who opt not to do this, would benefit from, the off the backs of those who are required to levy this in, let's say, cities like Portland or Bangor. So it's a problem all around. Businesses in those larger municipalities would likely see a decrease in decrease in revenue, if you will.
Adam Crapo with the Maine Heritage Policy Center with a close look at LD 1254, which would give the green light from Augusta for local, seasonal, or maybe year-round, a 1%, say, local option sales tax on meals and lodging. Let's talk about the timing in this. Some people were somewhat fond of the idea, maybe warm, not hot to the idea, but warm to the idea of what if it were seasonal? What if we could put an extra 1% on meals and lodging just so we could hit up the tourists that are coming to our state? That way they'd be bearing much of the or some of the burden as opposed to the locals. What did you make of the seasonal aspect, Adam?
So we primarily focused on it when it's implemented year round. But what I will say to that point, Rick, is that 70% of the meals purchased here in the state are from Mainers. Mainers purchase 70% of those meals, and as far as lodging goes, they purchase 30% of those. They make 30% of those purchases. So that's something that a lot of these mayors and municipal officials who testify in favor of the bill say that the tax on tourists, which in reality it's in some regards it is, but for the most part, especially on the meal side, it's not. A lot of the meals here are bought by Mainers, and we're talking about going to McDonald's and Dunkin' Donuts and all of those places that are less are less money, and a lot of low income Mainers consume. We're not talking about just going out to really fancy restaurants or anything like that. So this is also a bill that would target low income Mainers.
Again, I don't know if there have been changes. I read one issue of LD 1254. Basically, 85% to the municipality, 15% to other municipalities that aren't participating. And then you have to use it to prevent and treat opioid use. I read that in the summary, if that's still there. Nowhere do I read where any of the funds reduce property tax. Is that right?
That's correct. That's correct, George. So we also wanted to make the point that yes, there's nowhere in state law or in the bill that would require municipalities to lower property taxes. And Ethan Strimling had testified to the taxation committee and said that they'd be able to lower. I think it was in the order of 9% was the figure that he gave. And but we don't see anywhere where they're required to do that. And it's great to say it, but if this were to move forward, that would have to be something that would need to be in there. We still wouldn't support it because it's a tax increase, but that would be something that would need to be tied to this in order for people to see any sort of property tax relief, which they wouldn't under this bill anyway.
Another thing George read in the bill and our listeners scratched their heads at, Adam, was the 85% stays to the local district, if you will, that that puts out the local option sales tax. 15% will go to others. Why should Lemoyne get money if Bangor people are paying the tax? To pick on Lemoyne. We love Lemoyne.
Nice place.
And it's town clerk, town manager. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Right. Well, most of these, most of the larger municipalities would benefit from this. The government would in those municipalities. So they would be most likely to implement it. Whereas places like Lemoyne or smaller places that wouldn't, maybe Durham wouldn't be able to, they may want to implement it, but it wouldn't generate very much revenue for them. So it would be almost a lost cause for them. So I think the impetus behind that is to ensure that, all municipalities get a share of this. But again, if only a few municipalities are benefiting, it wouldn't raise a significant amount of revenue to actually combat opioid disorder. Or I think the amended version of the bill was for rural development, which just strikes me as odd. But they changed that last session before they adjourned. And then they sent it back to the taxation committee for review when they convene in January.
Yeah, it's a carryover bill. Well, one last question here before we run. If Lewiston has it and Auburn doesn't have it, people drive over the bridge, don't they?
Then someone will put a toll on the bridge in order to try to make up the difference. That's what they're going to do. Write that down. That's what's going to happen.
That's what doesn't make – a lot of things don't make sense in this bill to me, but that doesn't make sense at all. If Bangor has it, Brewer doesn't, or vice versa, doesn't that screw up the whole
right,
the works?
So we looked at – there was a study done in Nebraska that studied a 1% local option sales tax, and it showed that a 1% in cities in Nebraska had the potential to decrease demand for taxable goods between 10% and 14%. So if that lasts, for between 31 and 38 miles. So if Lewiston implements a 1% local option sales tax and Auburn opts not to do that, a lot of people will likely go to Auburn to purchase, a hotel or their meals or whatever this ends up being. So, yeah, that's a good point.
Where can someone go online to take an eyeful of your analysis of LD 1254, Adam?
So if you go to mainpolicy.org /lost, you'll be able to find our report there. So thanks so much.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.